First of all, you should all have the Chazara sheets and you should be reviewing. We decided that the midterm is going to be on Tuesday, but you have all the questions. It should not be too complicated. I just want to speak briefly with you about taking medications on Pesach, which is, of course, a complicated shayla that everyone discusses. And it really involves many of the halachos regarding the definition of chametz, etc. So let's go through a few definitions quickly, and then we will address some of the practical considerations. There is something called chametz gomer. Chametz gomer is the grains, the five grains that we mentioned last time: wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt. That's generally the translation. We pointed out that the first two are clear, the last three, it's not abundantly clear whether they are from the five grains. So chametz gomer is those five grains, when they come in contact with water and they ferment, right? The process of fermentation begins, so that becomes bona fide, full-fledged chametz. That's chametz gomer. Then chametz gomer also, most poskim assume, and the Mishnah Berurah paskins this way in Taf Mem Beis if cut in Dalet. Yeah, Mishnah Berurah in Taf Mem Beis if cut in Dalet paskins like this as well, that if I have alcohol, right, that's also called chametz gomer. That's what the Mishnah Berurah paskins. No, yayin saraf, that's made from one of the chameshes minei dagon, that's considered that is considered chametz gomer. That is not called taruvas chametz. It's not a mixture of chametz. It's chametz gomer. Taruvas chametz means, right, if I have a mixture, if I have a little bit of chametz that's mixed in with other things. So there's a discussion in the Rishonim about what the status of this is, but we pass in that taruvas chametz also you violate ba'yi ra'eh and ba'yi matzei on. An example of that is like kuta chabavlim, etc., that you have this type of mochik salad dressing, that there are certain pieces of bread that were thrown into it. That is called ta'aruvas chametz. We pass in ta'aruvas chametz also there is ba'yi ra'eh and ba'yi matzei. Then there is another category, which is called chametz nuksha. Chametz nuksha is defined something that, let's say, you use to glue papers together. The glue for paper, if it comes from a chametz product, so that is called chametz nuksha.
It's inedible.
It's not really inedible. It could be edible. Right? But that is going to be aser midrabanan. Chametz nuksha, you only violate bayiraya, bayimotze midrabanan. It's not really full-fledged chametz. Another example of chametz nuksha is something that the process of chimut started but hasn't yet completed. In other words, the Gemara gives us simanim for what chametz is, and chametz involves that the dough begins to develop these cracks and it becomes white, etc. Right? So chametz nuksha also, right, is going to be also midrabanan. Additionally,
with all the prohibitions,
all of the prohibitions, it is bayira, bayimatze, midrabanan, and you have to get rid of it.
Right.
These chametz nuksha, right? Again, I'm reading from the Mishnah Berurah, Taf Mem Beis, Sif Katan Beis. Right? That's what the Mishnah Berurah paskins. I think this is accepted by the poskim. Now, something that is ra'oi la'achila kitsas, something that is a little bit edible. Now, what does it mean, a little bit edible? So I think that means like the glue for the books. The assumption is that you really could eat it if you'd want to, but most people don't eat it. That is called, right, also a type of chametz nuksha. And that is aser midrabanan. These are the dinim here in Shulchan Aruch. So there are three categories. There's chametz gomer, right, and then there is taruvas chametz. Right, taruvas chametz means a mixture that contains some chametz gomer. Right, that is called Tarovas Chametz. And then what we have is Chametz Nukshah. These are the three categories. Now,
where is Achilas Ketzas?
So something that is Ra'il Achila Ketzas is a second type of Chametz Nukshah. One type of Chametz Nukshah is that the Chametz process began but didn't yet complete. Right, the other type of Chametz Nukshah is something that's Ra'il Achila Ketzas. Right, that's the way the Mishnah Brura quotes it, and this is accepted by the poskim. Again, this is all in Tuf Mem Beis, Sifkatim Beis. So far, so good. Question that comes up with medicines is: I have medicine, and the medicine sometimes contains starches. You could, those of you who are taking organic chemistry will probably be a lot better at this than I am. But maltose and dextrose are certain types of sugars that could have a chametz base to them. No. So these items are questionable as to whether or not they are permitted on Pesach. The question really boils down to a brief sugya here in Meseches Pesachim. And let's learn that sugya together, and then we will go over some of this sheet. This, I think, is fairly standard Judaism. What I can tell you is that if you'll go online, you'll see a lot of different lists about medications on Pesach. These lists sometimes are based on halachic shitos, which are not considered mainstream. Generally speaking, our approach is going to be different than these lists. Our approach will be that anything that is a pill, that is a non-coated pill, just a plain, ordinary pill, so even if it's based on chametz, should not be a problem. It might be a decent idea if you could avoid it and get another one, fine. But if you have a real condition, so then take it. Now, real condition doesn't mean only chola sheyesh by sakana. But obviously, if I might die if I don't take the medicine, of course I take the medicine. Even if I have like a type of chronic condition, I have colitis. Now, colitis means that you have some very bad stomach pains, etc. It's a chronic condition. You don't take your medicine, it will come back. No? In these situations, we assume that you're allowed to take the medicine. If it's a plain pill, that's not a question whatsoever. The questions are people who are not really sick, right? So then the question becomes more serious, and let's learn some of the dinim. The Mishnah at the beginning of Pesachim says, beginning of the second paragraph of Pesachim, I should say, Kosher shemutar lachol, maichol lebehim olachai elofos, umochel onochri, umutar baha'anosai. Right? In other words, during the time that I'm allowed to eat chametz, I'm allowed to derive benefit from chametz. That's what the Mishnah says. Frek the Gemara, mutar baha'ana. What do you mean that's mutar baha'ana? Pshita! Isn't it obvious? Of course it's mutar baha'ana. If I could eat the chametz, of course I could get benefit from it. Zok the Gemara, lo tzricha shecharochoi kodem zmano. The case is that you singe the chametz, you burn the chametz before the iser sets in. Kamashon kederava, d'amar rava charochay koydem zmanai, mutar bahana'a afilu la'achar zmano. The Mishnah is trying to teach me rava's din, that what? That if the chametz is burned, koydem hazman, so it's going to be mutar bahana'a even la'achar hazman. Tosis comments that charocho kodem zmano, second source, means that it's burned to the extent kigoyin shenifsal milecho lekelev. It's burned to the extent that it is nifsal me'achilas kelev, right? That no dog would eat it. To be inyan acher lo heavy shari dumi de pascha ifsha beperakama. The Gemara says in the first parak that bread that gets moldy, right? Pascha ifsha, there's going to be isurim of chametz on. No, what's the difference between charocho kodem zmano and pascha ifsha? Zaktosis. The charocho kodem zmano is that it's nifsal me'achilas kelev. Right? In other words, if the chametz goes through such a change that it is now nifsal me'achilas kelev, that a dog won't eat it, so it is heter gamor if that change happened before Pesach. This is very relevant for medicines, no? Because most medicines, even if they contain chametz, what happens to the chametz? The chametz is taken and they make it into a starch. The way they make it into starch is it undergoes many different changes along the line, correct? So it was nifsal me'achilas kelav at some point. They add various chemicals to it. They really change it around. If it's nifsal me'achilas kelav, so Tosfos says, it is mutter b'hano'a la'achar zmano, everything is okay. If it's not nifsal me'achilas kelav, it's only nifsal me'achilas adam, the dog would still eat it, so then we don't say that. But if it's nifsal me'achilas kelav, it seems from Tosfos that it's heter gomor, and that's exactly the case of charocho kodem zmano. That's exactly the case that we are addressing.
Does
that mean nifsal before Pesach? So kodem zmano, before the zman iser chametz sets in, before Pesach, right? If it happens on Pesach, so it was already an iser chametz, and the iser don't evaporate. But if it happened before Pesach, it is mutter. This is the discussion in... This is the discussion. So what is possibly the issue here? So there's a few things. Just because something is nifsal, does that really mean that it's perfectly permitted? Or maybe nifsal means that only certain isurim of chametz are permitted, but other isurim remain. So if you look in the Rush, you look in the third source here, right? The Rush writes, Mutar b'ano pshita lo tzricha shacharocha yikodem zmano kederava, etc. Ukegon, it has to be that becomes nifsal me'achilas kelev. Yesha rotem lomar, lav dafka hana'a, tu adinami achila, da afara ba'almahu. There are those who say that something that is nifsal me'achilas kelev, you're allowed to eat on Pesach. Right? And that's what I would have assumed. It's not chametz anymore. It lost its status. Right? The Rush quotes such an opinion, but the Rush writes, "Below mistaber," that opinion's wrong. The afopi de butla, das ha'ochel eitzel kol adam, mikom makom, the afopi de butla, das ha'ochel eitzel kol adam, mikom makom, came in the ihu ka'achole aser, v'chein kasav harafa barceloni. Meaning to say, even though this person who eats it is butla daita etzel kodam, no one eats this food. This food is nifsal me'achilas kelev. But you decide, you have what's it called, paika? It's some condition that you want to eat paper or something, right? You decide to eat paper, no? Zok Tosfos? Zok the Rush, excuse me? That even though it's butla daita etzel kodam, kevan the ihu ka'acho, you're eating it, it's asar. In other words, what the Rush is saying is a yesod called Achshavei. Is that I can be machshav food, I can make food chashav. Something that is otherwise not food, I decide to eat it, I am machshav it, and now it becomes a food item. It was nifsal me'achilas kelev, true. I ate it, that made it food. Now, this leads to the discussion about the medicines. Because what we're assuming is as follows, that our medicines, any chametz component in them is in the starch of the medicine. No? The active ingredients in medicine probably don't have chametz, but it's the starch in the medicines that might have chametz. The concern is, do I have to be nervous that by taking the medicine, it will be achshavei, I will be determining, I translated achshavei as follows, I'm reclassifying and elevating it. That was the terms I used years ago. I'm reclassifying and elevating it, and maybe that's why it should be aser. Now, lemaisa, we should point out that the Mishnah Berurah paskins from the Taz, he paskins like this din of achshavei. It says in Shulchan Aruch, chametz shenis apesh koidem zman yisur v'nifsal me'achilas kelev. Right, Achena Roila Kelev, Mutter Lakaimai Bepesach, you're allowed to own such chametz on Pesach, Zak the Mishnah Brura, right? Then it's also Mutter Bahana'a, but Achila, it's Aser, Midrabanan. Achila is Aser Midrabanan. Why is Achila Aser Midrabanan? Because we pask in like this Rush, that there's a Din Dirabanan called Achshavei. Good? Question though, is taking medicine, is that going to be included in Achshavei? So, Igris Moshe, Rabbi Moses Feinstein, he was an Orthodox Jew. So, Moshe has a tshuva Here you could look at it. It's chelik beisim and sadi beis, right? Here, look at the way Rav Moshe defines the heter for taking medicines on Pesach. The medicine we know contains some chametz in it, right? Again, maltose will come from chametz. Dextrose will come from kitniels. Maltose comes from chametz. Is there a problem? What's Rav Moshe saying? What's Rav Moshe saying? Big chiddush in Rav Moshe, no? Zok Rav Moshe, you guys see it? That what? Achshavei means I'm making it into food. If I'm sick and I take a medicine, does that mean that I'm making a food? Zok Rav Moshe, no. I'm not making it into food. What I'm doing is I'm taking it because I would get better. Moshal mahadavar domeh, right? If they would tell me that by eating the most disgusting thing on the planet, it would make me feel better, would I eat it? Havada. Does that make it food? No. Right? I'm taking it for refuah, says Rav Moshe. And refuah does not mean achshavei. The concept of achshavei is not on something that's done for refuah. So now, if you accept Rav Moshe Feinstein, any pill medication is fine on Pesach. No? Now, I should say that when I talk about pills, I'm talking about normal pills. I'm not talking about chewables, no? As a kid, we used to have these things called Flintstones vitamins. Right? You like it?
Still take them.
Still take them, right? Why do people still take Flintstones? Because they're geschmack. They taste really good. They're awesome. Now, anything that I would chew and eat and it tastes good, the pshat is, right, that is really a food. Right? Chicken soup is food. That also helps me get better, no? Something that a normal person would eat is a food. If a food happens to make me get better, that doesn't mean that it's not a food. It's a food that makes me get better. Chicken soup makes me get better. Flintstones vitamins are chewable, I could argue, and I think most people can assume this way, is a food. It's a food, right? You would take it, you would chew it, if you'd have a chance to eat it all day. It's mamish candy.
Awesome.
It's gevalt, best stuff on the planet, no?
It's kosher.
What?
Yeah.
I think, yeah, it's kosher. Is it kosher on Pesach? I don't know. But something that's a chewable, right, you have to check very carefully into its kosher on Pesach status because that's mamish a food. But something that's a pill, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, is heter gomer. But there are those who disagree with Rav Moshe Feinstein. There are those who disagree. The Achi Ezer and the Shagas Aryeh assume that maybe achshavei applies even for refuah. Remember, the whole yesod of this sugya is how do I deal with this Rosh's comment of achshavei? Zok the Shagas Aryeh. Zok the Shagas Aryeh. That you know what, even if I'm taking it for refuah, that is called achshavei, and therefore, right, you have all of these big lists about what stuff is usable in Pesach, what stuff is not usable in Pesach, because they are arguing on Rav Moshe. That is stage one in the conversation. There are other ways of looking at this question as well. Another way of looking at this question is, when I talk about nifsal, that something is no longer edible, right? Remember, harach ha'ikoyim is mad, no? Is something that burns. Nifsal is that it's no longer edible. There is a chavastas in Yerideya Simin Kuf Gimel. The chavastas has a chiddush where he wants to say that let's say I add an ingredient to something and then it's no longer edible and then I add another ingredient and it becomes edible again. Zok the Chavas Das, since the original food item never changed, that's not called nifsal. Nifsal means that the item really changed. The item is burned. That's the case. But if it's not that the item was burned, the item didn't substantively change, right? It's just that I added something, and then that's something that I added a davar mar to it. If I have a bowl of chicken soup, no? And I take a lot of pepper, and I pour the pepper in. So much pepper that you can't eat it. Is that nifsal? Says the Chavos Tzadik, that's not called nifsal. Right? If I add pepper, the Chavos Tzadik says that's a different category. That's called shelay kederech achila. And if something is shelay kederech achila, so then when I remove the pepper from it, it becomes derech achila. So there are those who argue that the chametz in the starches that's in the binders of the medicine, that chametz, maybe the chametz always remained the same. It became nifsal because in the manufacturing process, they add various chemicals and acids to it. So that's why it was nifsal. But because it was nifsal only by adding extra stuff, according to the Chavos Tzadik, that doesn't really count. And therefore, when it comes back to life, when it becomes edible again, so then it's going to be a problem once more. If you're choshish for this Chavos Tzadik, also you have a problem with medications. But I should point out that the Chazon Ish disagrees with the Chavos Tzadik. Right? The Chazon Ish holds that there's no difference between whether the item became nifsal on its own or not. So that's stage two in this conversation. Stage three in the conversation is another Chazon Ish, where the Chazon Ish assumes that the category of Achshavei only applies to something that's on its own. The case in the Rush, the classic case of Achshavei, is I have a piece of bread that I burn, and then I eat it. That means I have this pure bread. But if I have something that's Ayidei Taruvus, a little bit of bread is mixing with other stuff, and the bread's not edible, so the Chazon Ish tells us that there's no such thing as Achshavei Ayidei Taruvus. So now, right? Notice, achshavei means that this item itself, I eat. And by me eating it, I am reclassifying it, I'm elevating it. But if this item is mixed with other things, so then the hechatei say that the reason I'm eating this item is because I'm making it chashav. Maybe it's that the other ingredients are overpowering it, and the other ingredients are the things that I want, not this thing. So the Chazon Ish says there's no achshavei ayidei taruvus. If I accept that Chazon Ish, so there should be no problem whatsoever by medications.
Even with chewable ones?
Perhaps even with chewable ones, although one could argue that a chewable one would just be regular taruvus chametz. Because maybe a chewable medication is a food.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a food, right? So if I have a food, that one ingredient in my food.
Achshavei.
What? Achshavei is for non-foods. Yeah. Achshavei means I take a non-food, I make it, I'm reclassifying it.
Yeah.
Something that's a food, that's going to be a problem. Yeah?
What about liquid medicine?
Okay, liquid medication. So liquid medications is a totally different subject. Until now, we've been talking about solids. Solids involves a sugya of achshavei. Liquids involves a sugya of denatured alcohol, which goes as follows. The Moshe Feinstein has a very brief tshuva, one line that the entire world shakes about. You see this line? It begins with alcohol atzmo. Kishahu be'en lo nechshav nifsal me'achila. If I have a liquid, what's the problem with liquid medication? The problem is that there is alcohol in it. Alcohol can come from a chametz base. There's certain alcohol that's generally assumed to be synthetic, like ethyl alcohol, isopropyl alcohol is generally... isopropyl alcohol is synthetic. Ethyl alcohol generally is... it comes from grain. It can also be synthetic. There are different types of alcohols out on the market. You have to know what you're talking about in terms of the specific alcohol. But some alcohols come from grain. But the alcohol is mixed into something else. Aftershave, okay? Aftershave, mouthwash, no? These things often contain alcohols. Is the alcohol chametz alcohol or not? You got to do research. If it is chametz alcohol, is it a problem? So that's a halachic conversation that we could have. Zakter Moshe Feinstein, a chiddush, where Moshe says that even if the alcohol is what we call denatured alcohol, denatured alcohol means that they transform the alcohol, they take out some of its bite. That's denatured alcohol. It's an ingredient in aftershave or other stuff. But Moshe has a chiddush, and Moshe says, you know what? If you're really a drunkard, If you're the type of guy, and they used to talk about like the steps of the Bowery don't no longer exists. It's like a bank on the Lower East Side. On the steps of the Bowery, they used to talk about the drunks who were there. The drunks would do a process to this. Drunks would drink aftershave, no? What would they do? They would boil it in a certain way, and then they would drink it, no? Usually, in aftershave, they don't want you to drink it, so they add a little thing that makes you throw up, right? But you could take that little thing out. The Zakhtu and Moshe, since it's only tiklin ktsas, so therefore liquid medications are more of a problem. That's a Moshe's chiddush. The question is, are you mechuyev to accept this Reb Moshe? Rabbi Jachter points out here. Rabbi Jachter points out that the tshuvos of the Minchas Alazar, of the Minkacher, disagree with Moshe. And Rabbi Jachter also writes that Chacham Ovadia Yosef and Rav Soloveitchik were mekel on this question. Right? In other words, that the Rav would be mekel even on cologne and pre-shave and aftershave and mouthwash and all these things. Right, so Reb Moshe Alamaisa is machmir on this. The question is, what type of concern? So if Gedaliah Felder tries to bring a raya that should be asar from Shkedim Hamorim, if I have very bitter olives, so since it only takes a little bit of tikkun ktsas to make them good, so they still have the halachos of olives, whatever those would be. Or pasta. Pasta is an example of something that involves tikkun ktsas. Can I eat raw pasta? No. Is raw pasta chametz? Yeah, why? There's only tikkun ktsas. All you gotta do is boil a pot of water, throw the pasta in, and then it's okay, no? So the question of the alcohol in in liquid medications is, do I rely on Rev Moshe? Many assume that they take a compromise position, that they're machmir for Rev Moshe is stuff that goes in the mouth, but stuff that goes in other parts of the body, they're not machmir for Moshe. There's stuff that goes in the mouth, for example, mouthwash, no? So then they'll be machmir for Moshe, the denatured alcohol. If it doesn't go in the mouth, so then they won't.
What did Rabbi Vadi say, that raw pasta is not chametz?
So no one's going to say the pasta is not chametz. Right? The question is, why not? So the answer probably is because pasta is a stage in the making of the process. Everyone realizes that the pasta they buy in the store is an intermediate product. Right? When they have a final product, and that final product isn't really roy, right? So that's a different type of conversation. Again, there's a lot more to say about this. The list I gave you here, if I remember correctly, is the CRC from Chicago's list about medications. It seemed to be the most reasonable one, for my opinions. That's why this is what I distributed. Again, you could all read English on your own, so I don't think we have to go over it.
So it's toothpaste that's not
even achila
at all.
So toothpaste. So the Rav felt here. Where does he have on toothpaste? So toothpaste is not achila. It goes in the mouth. Generally speaking,
it's
we
like
are...
You can't do that for toothpaste.
So usually a solid you can't do that too. But people are machmir on... The Rav was make on toothpaste on Pesach. Those who are machmir on toothpaste, again, I don't fully understand it, but the minhag is to be machmir on toothpaste, because it goes in the mouth, and we're stricter with stuff that goes in the mouth.
So I'm guessing that also has to do with mouthwash.
I think so. Mouthwash, it would be more strict than toothpaste, because mouthwash is a liquid.
Isn't the whole point that it goes in... I don't get it. What's the difference
between
toothpaste, which goes in the mouth, and medicine?
Any stuff... Because medicine that goes in the mouth in a pill form, that's mamish, it's not food at all. Toothpaste... The Rav felt is also not food. Others who are machmir on the toothpaste say, maybe it's like food.
Is everybody machmir though?
The minhag of people is to... Here. So here, let me read to you what Rabbi Schachter writes. He remembers that in 1986 he told Rav Amital, the Rosh Yeshiva in Gush, that Rav Soloveitchik said that toothpaste is not really lachilas kelov and is permitted on Pesach. Rav Amital responded that he disagreed, and he recalled that when he was in the Russian labor camps during World War II, people would put toothpaste on their bread to give a taste.
What?
This is just... I'm just reading what Rabbi Schachter writes in his... He was arguing against the Rav that toothpaste is very lucky. Again, I think common practice in the Jewish world outside of YU is that people are machmir toothpaste on Pesach. People have these special lists. That's because it goes in the mouth. They're generally more machmir and stuff that goes in the mouth. What can I say? That's what we have. Again, this every year, this is like a big issue. I'm trying to do the best I can with it. My understanding is that if someone is genuinely sick, right, obviously any pill medication I think is fine. If you're not genuinely sick, so then maybe, right, it makes sense to try to find the kosher or Pesach alternative. If you're genuinely sick, so then what are you worried about? If something is a chewable, I think that's more of an issue. A liquid medication, do we have to be choshish for this or Moshe? Even if we're not, something that goes in the mouth, the minhag is to be more machmir on. That's the best I could say. Okay, we're doing the best we can. You have the list from what the CRC says.
What is
pascha ifsha? Pascha ifsha is like bread that molded.
So
pascha ifsha is not...
What does Tosis say?
So Tosis is saying is that it has to be nifsamei achilas kelev, right? And pascha ifsha is not permitted, because pascha ifsha is not nifsamei achilas kelev. It's only nifsamei achilas adam. A dog would eat moldy bread. Okay, gentlemen. We should have a good Shabbos. Thank you very much.
The problem is there's some dogs that...